Hi people and hello my Chili Con Carnage crew, it's Chili here from Live Listener Race and I am bringing you a very special episode. On this episode we're going to be discussing, well, controversy, because whether or not, you know, it comes down to the two famous words in the new 21st century, cancel culture, there are a lot of musicians that have done controversial things in their past or, you know, in their very present, whether that is a PR stunt or something that they can, I guess, captivate the world and bring to their attention and use for their own advantage or not. It's really up to the kangaroo court or the court of the people. To discuss many of these musicians and I guess the separation of their music as well as the artists themselves, I have a guest panel. And on this guest panel, I have Hector from Chill Dude on the Couch. Hector, how are you?
I'm good, man. Thank you for the invite.
No worries. Good to see you. And for the first time on this channel, I am thankful to see JC Rock and Metal Reviews. JC, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks.
That's good to hear. So we have quite a list of musicians to cover, and I guarantee people, you can comment below as well and add your thoughts on any of these musicians that we are talking about, as well as maybe, you know, there's something else that you think I didn't cover. You know, you might want to say, hey, what about this musician? Comment below, of course, with the video. But we're going to be going through the first couple of artists, I guess, in a bit of a tight speed here. But to cap off the first list here, we're going to be talking about John Schaffer from Iced Earth fame, Demons and Wizards as well. Of course, notable albums from him include Night of the Storm Rider, Burnt Offerings, Something Wicked This Way Comes, Horror Show and Incorruptible. And the controversy, I can't even say it today, can I? He has done interviews with Alex Jones. He's a lifelong member of the Oath Keepers Militia. And of course, he's most famous at the moment for attending the Capitol attack in 2021. Notes, of course, are while he was in prison after the riots, he had death threats from inmates and feces throwing at him. That's kind of funny. He's also in witness protection for his help in identifying other Capitol attack members. People, what do you guys think about Iced Earth? JC?
I like Iced Earth. They're a great band. I listen to them often. And actually, I was just at the record store and I was buying CDs and I saw a Demons and Wizards CD. I'm like, ooh, you know what? I gotta buy this because we're doing this video right now. So I've actually never listened to this band, but I saw it on the shelf. I was like, I gotta grab this just to like hold it up because I'm a fan of this band. I think they're a really good band. I mean, do I agree with what he says? I mean, not really. I mean, I thought that whole Capitol attack thing was kind of dumb. Like, I don't know what these guys were thinking they were going to like achieve, yeah, by doing that. I don't think I would stop listening to the music because I think I like the music. I like those albums that we mentioned.
Yeah, yeah. There's some good, really music. Good band. Just to back one up, you said you hadn't listened to Demons and Wizards before.
No, I've actually never listened to, and I was at the record store just like right before we started recording. Mm-hmm. And I saw this. I've never listened to it. The name of the album is called Touched by the Crimson King.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a good price, so I grabbed it and I'll play it later. But
I think you'll be in for a treat on that because from memory, he works with, I think it's Helloween. Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. But actually, I opened it up. I mean, he is on this album, so I know that. A lot of times when I go to the record store, I'll see things and if it's a good price, a lot of times I grab them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, just to check them out. So, but those Iced Earth albums, I think they're all pretty good.
Yeah, there's some solid.
I'm a big fan of that thing.
Oh yeah. What about you, Hector? What about Iced Earth for you?
Well, the first thing I want to know is what's the name of the album again?
Which one? Oh, that one?
The one that JC showed.
Touched by the Crimson King.
Mm. Where did the Kings on Cream touch him?
It's like the gayest like title like I've ever seen on a metal album. But
does it have a song called Touched by the Crimson King? My God, it just sounds hilarious. You know, I've never listened to that band. I have listened to Ice Turf because I had this ex-girlfriend back in the beginning of the 2000s that really liked that band, and she gave me a copy of Horror Show, and I thought it was pretty cool. You know, it had like the vampires, and like every song was a theme of like a different monster. But I've always thought that the name Iced Earth is lame. I don't know. It's like, oh, it's Iced Earth. It's like, it's like a kind of like a lame name. And so I think his last name is John Schaefer.
Schaefer,
and
yeah.
I don't know Schaefer because there's a beer that's called Schaefer that is a very terrible beer. At least in Puerto, I don't know if you had a Schaefer in the past, JC. But in Puerto Rico, like I remember that beer.
Oh,
and it's a pretty bad beer. But yeah, I have what he did in the Capitol thing. I remember I saw the picture and he was like right in front of there, so he couldn't deny that he was there. But it would have been funny if he had like an Iced Earth t-shirt because I think more people discovered the band because of that stunt. Because a lot of people didn't, they're not like they're a known band, but I think they're more like underground, like super metalheads know them, but the casual
they're not well known.
And I think the name doesn't help because it's a lame name, but I have no problem with listening to it. They went to attack the Capitol building because they were going to overthrow the government,
get rid of the tyranny.
They were gonna get Mike Pence.
They definitely, yeah. John Schaffer attended the ceremony with that Jamiroquai looking motherfucker, you know, like.
Oh yeah, that crazy dude that worked. Yeah, oh, yeah. You know that actually, I actually thought it was Jamiroquai when they first arrested him. Like, I'm like, oh my god, he was gonna do like the dance, like is it sweet reality or something like that.
Maybe it's touched by the Capitol Hill, you know, like you never know.
That could be an Iced Earth album or like touched by the Capitol Hill.
And I know every time I see on Iced Earth's webpage and they're advertising like, oh, get some shirts for Black Friday, for example, everyone in the comment section's flooding it going, ah, lawsuit fund, here we go, you know.
But yeah, I just think, you know, what he did, it's stupid, but there's more evil stuff and more other like on the list that you sent me. So
yes,
to me what he did, he's just stupid, you know. It's like you know, it's like redneck stuff.
Very true. Because, yes, up and coming on the list is some very horrible stuff. This kind of makes it look decent. So, yeah, I don't think I could stop listening to him. I love Iced Earth. I absolutely love Iced Earth. Demons and Wizards too. So, no, I don't think I'll stop listening to him because of these actions. So
I'm ready to be touched by the Kingsome Cream. Kingsome
King. It's just going to be the title of this, Touched by the Crimson King.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to the album, actually. I never listened to it.
Do listen to it. If you like Halloween, it's kind of like that speed metal, thrash metal of Iced Earth. So, yeah, it's good stuff. The next one on the list we have is, of course, it's going to be Ted Nugent, people. Famous for his albums, Ted Nugent, the self-titled one, Free For All, and of course, Cat Scratch Fever. His controversies are that he's an absolute gun nut, and on the NRA board of directors, he's a massive hunter. He's had fines several times in the past for hunting illegally, and I think like Alaska and stuff like that, shot a bear, shot a deer, whatever it was. He is an opponent for animal rights. Yeah, okay, and wasn't exactly against apartheid in South Africa back in the day. He's also friends with Kid Rock, which is quite a controversy in its own. So the notes about him is that he was awarded, get this right, he was rewarded, sorry, for entertaining the troops in Iraq in 2004, and he was allowed to go on a tour of Saddam Hussein's war room and said, "Our failure has been to not Nagasaki them." So that's an interesting little quote from him. Also, while attending a Trump rally in 2023, yelled out, I want my money back. I didn't authorize any money to Ukraine to some homosexual weirdo. So, Hector.
And something that you failed to mention is he had a relationship with an underage girl.
That is,
and he wrote a song called Jailbait.
I did forget to mention that one. Mm-hmm. Hector, run us through this one. I didn't know about.
So, yeah. So the thing is, Ted Nugent, he had a relationship. He wrote the song Jailbait. And the lyrics are about discussing wanting to have sexual relations with a 13-year-old, which would constitute, obviously, the word that we're not going to say.
Yep. Cheese pizza.
And he admitted to several affairs with underage girls in a Behind the Music episode.
Wow.
He later denied the statement of the episode on a Joe Rogan Experience, saying that he had never been romantic relationships with underage girls other than when he was underage himself.
Okay.
So, yeah. And apparently, I heard that Courtney Love claims that she did something on him. The word "oral" is in it, but I'm not so sure if that is true, because that's coming from Courtney Love.
So, yeah.
I do remember. I think one of his wife was, I think, pretty young when he married her. So yeah, that's part of his stuff. And he also did a reality show where they tried to do a super group, and there was Sebastian Bach, Scott Ian from Anthrax, and they had who else was in that horrible show? It was Ted. I can't remember who else it was, but it was horrible.
Doesn't Sebastian Bach absolutely hate Ted Nugent?
Well, apparently at one moment, he didn't hate him, but yeah. Also, he's a super lover of Donald Trump. that depends on your views. And he also said that he had aspirations at one time to run for government, but thankfully it was just a cat scratch fever.
I like what you did there. What about you, JC? What about Ted Nugent for you?
I maybe used to listen to him some of his older albums, like Cat Scratch Fever, but otherwise I've never been a big fan. I do think he is, kind of out there. I mean, I can understand people being, on the being conservative, being for the Republican Party, but I mean, this guy is just,
yeah,
I think he's a little too far right. I mean, he's a little too much. He just, would I stop listening to him? Not really, but I mean, I never really listened to him in the first place a lot. So, but I do think he is just way too far right. I mean, he can probably dial it down a little bit just with all the things that he says and he does, but
he'll never do that.
I think he's a good guitar player, but I've never been a fan of his music.
Yeah.
And I always thought he was an idiot. And I like that you put in notes friends with Kid Rock.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, he could be Kid Rock's uncle or something.
I don't know. Kid Rock's not really a kid anymore, you know. I think Ted Nugent would be more like his cousin.
He's no longer a kid.
No longer a kid. No more people. He's just rock. He's adult rock. Ugh. That's a yuck to think about that. Look, Ted Nugent's, I like his style. He's always been one of those artists that I've always pointed at and gone, don't like the person, love his music, I'm not the biggest Ted Nugent fan, and I know he did an album, I think, last year, Detroit Muscle or something like that. And it was a pretty solid album, actually. I know I made some jokes in regards to that review and said my things, but at the end of the day, I really didn't mind that one. And of course, one of the people even commented on it saying, oh, you're hating on him, go listen to White Buffalo, the live version, which I do have to give a shout out to. White Buffalo is a great song by him. I think it was off his first album. But despite all this, I don't think I could really disregard his music. Yeah, like you said, Hector, very good guitarist, you know, so.
Can you take me higher?
Yeah.
Damn Yankees, too.
Yeah.
That super
yeah.
group. That was like a original. The only song I remember is Can You Take Me Higher out of that group.
Not the Roadrunner thing. No, that was metal. No, that was a metal thing. Well, the next one we got up is Roger Waters, of course, of Pink Floyd fame. Famous for, well, everything Pink Floyd up until about 1983, but mostly Amused to Death, The Wall, Dark Side of the Moon, and Wish You Were Here, as well as Animals. His controversies include anti-Israel views, which is very particular in this current time, criticisms of artists who performed in Israel. He cited Russia were not invading Ukraine, and I know his speech was used as well back in the day when that whole shitstorm was going down. And, of course, one of his most recent controversies is his re-recording of The Dark Side of the Moon 50 years later and made it sound like shit. His notes, well, Disturbed love him, not. Yeah. So I'll throw this over to JC first. I know we did a special episode actually on that one, but JC, Roger Waters.
Well, I'm not going to stop listening to the older Pink Floyd albums because yeah. they're all masterpieces. I mean, that was a completely different time. And I think he was, I guess, a little more normal back then. I think just in these like recent years, he started, maybe he's going through something or early Alzheimer's or whatever, or some kind of a
menopause,
you know, condition. But I thought that he's kind of like just turning into like this old man who's like yelling at kids to get off his lawn. I mean, that I saw him a concert 2012, The Wall. It was a great show, maybe one of the best concerts I've ever seen. I saw his recent concert, which was actually in the theater, but it was completely different because he spent all this time like rambling on about all these like, you know, different like political things instead of like just singing music. So I think I'm pretty much like done with Roger Waters with anything he releases like from this point on. But I would still listen to any Pink Floyd or even his solo albums like Amused to Death or his other solo albums, which were pretty good. Yeah. Like I wouldn't stop listening to The Wall because it's a great album. But I think any like if he puts out anything else, I probably wouldn't really be interested in it. I can't see him putting out anything else good at this point.
Yeah,
you know, in his career.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, even if it was a good music, you'd be like, how? No, you're probably just going to re-record Wish You Were Here at this stage or Animals. I hope not, but anything's possible. No, he's also been very political, of course, over his whole years. People will point that out. He has been very political for decades, especially when it came to the war. But, I mean, now, like you said, it's like old man yelling at cloud situation. Yeah, it's a bit different, you know. Hector, what about you when it comes to Roger Waters?
Well, we'll know what I thought of the last Dark Side of the Moon Redux because we did that Is It That Bad episode. So I saw him in concert back in 2019. It was a good concert, but he did do some strange songs when he's like in a piano, and it sounded like he was like improvising at that moment, but it was a good concert. I still listen to Pink Floyd stuff, but yeah, his solo material, I'm not huge on it. I heard some of his solo material before seeing him in concert, and some were okay. But yeah, that last I'm not going to listen to the Redux album anymore. I just did it to prepare for that Is It That Bad episode. And yeah, I'm not running to listen to other stuff that he would put out because I don't know. I think he sounds like he's like a pretentious old bastard right now. He sounds very pretentious, and like obviously you forgot to mention like a month ago he had a concert where the first hour he just read from a book he's putting out
for 1 hour. Imagine, like, what the hell?
You imagine paying $200 for a concert and then he's like chapter one coming from the womb. So I was born. And right after I was born, I wrote The Wall. And I am the only relevant member of Pink Floyd or some shit like
that. Yeah. It's a very odd thing when it comes to that. I can't believe I forgot to mention that. But I think I actually wrote these notes before that happened. And it's funny because, like, even in my review, I discussed how, you know, his version was, as a joke, I said, a communist manifesto of his own work. And people were like, what the hell, you're talking shit, you know, and all this stuff. And I'm like, it's funny because now it's come true and he did the audiobook in tour live. So I don't know what to say on that regards. But no, I think JC said it right when he said it's hard to, you know, take Pink Floyd away. It would take a lot of bad things to disregard Pink Floyd's music, because that is such iconic music at the end of the day.
Pink Floyd was other people too. It wasn't only him. So
yeah,
you can't punish Pink Floyd just because one of its members, that he hasn't been a member of Pink Floyd in a long time.
Yeah,
true. It's nuts.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy at the end of the day. But yeah, I don't think anyone's going to erase Pink Floyd, Roger Waters. All right, so the next one that we have up is Stephen Carpenter of Deftones fame, of course, with his famous albums that are White Pony, Around the Fur, Coin or Your Gun, absolute favorite for me, and Diamond Eyes. His main controversies include that he believes in flat earth, he's got his anti-vax theories, and various other conspiracy theories, really, that entail him. He seems to be down that rabbit hole, if you will. The notes in regards to Stephen Carpenter, of course, probably smokes more weed than Snoop Dogg, more than at the moment, because apparently Snoop Dogg quit. Maybe that was a joke, but anyway. Was in attendance at the 2015 Paris attacks during the Eagles of Death Metal show as well, and probably is a bit more paranoid because, you know, even Chino has said he seems to smoke a lot of weed, which makes him paranoid in regards to that. But
weed doesn't make you paranoid, man. It makes you hungry.
It makes you hungry and want to listen to Deftones even more.
I can listen to Deftones even if I'm not baked. So
yeah.
So
yeah. Any time of the day. I think this was a very easy choice for all of us here. But of course, Jay, Hector, throw us over to the Deftones.
First
fame.
Of all, PSA, kids, do not do drugs. The Shield dude does not endorse drugs. Obviously, I'm a huge fan of Deftones. And did you say that he also believes that the world is flat?
Yes.
he thinks that if he gets to the end of the world and he's trying to grab that weed, it will fall off. And he's like, no, not my ball. But you know what? His controversies are harmless.
Oh,
know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, this is just he just reminds me of a friend that I had in high school who used to smoke weed all the time.
Yeah.
And he had these theories, like he would see stuff. And there was another guy that worked with me that he used to grow plants and he used to sell them. And he said that he had a mystical eye.
Ah.
And he saw the future. But then I saw him 5 years later working on the same job, and I asked him, hey, didn't your mystical eye tell you that you're still gonna work there? Yeah, he never called me again. Going back to Stephen Carpenter, that when I think of Stephen Carpenter, I think of that guy. It's harmless. He's not harming anyone.
No.
As long as he writes those killer riffs that he writes for Deftones, I don't care what he says,
yeah.
Because he's not harming anyone. You know, it's just like that stone guy yelling like, oh, the earth is flat. Okay, Stephen. Okay, now write a new Deftones track.
Yeah, yeah. Put another string on your guitar and just drop D that crap. You know, like, what are you up to? 9 strings now? I don't know.
He's a great guitar player.
Oh, yeah.
And also, like, sometimes when he's kind of like, even though he says crazy stuff, he's still kind of like lovable. I don't know. He's like a big teddy bear. And
yeah.
Like I would hang with him, and I would listen to all the crap that he was saying. And I would be like, oh, yes, Stephen. Yes, you are completely correct. Let's go on a cruise and find the edge of the world. There's a hole in the earth.
There's a hole in the earth, yeah.
But yeah, I'm not going to stop listening to Deftones unless that Stephen did like something. Even if he did something super terrible, like I'm sure they would fire him. I think he's harm. He's just this harmless guy.
Mm.
Saying stupid stuff, but it's harmless, you know. He's like controversial light, if you think about it.
As far as controversies says, go, very minimal.
He's not causing like anyone anything, and I think a lot of people might say he's probably saying a lot of that because he's baked all the time.
And true. Yeah. JC, what do you reckon?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much the same thing Hector's saying. It's pretty much harmless. I mean, those Deftone albums, they're really great. I mean, he's not saying anything. I mean, the flat earth, I mean, it's completely, it's dumb. I can't believe how people can think that. But, you know, I mean, who cares? It's his thing. You know, if he wants to believe what he believes, if he wants to believe it's flat, then okay, let him. If he wants to smoke weed, that's fine. I mean, he's not bothering anyone.
Yeah, right.
So, very, you know, true. just
can you imagine like a round table of Snoop Dogg when he smoked weed, Stephen Carpenter and Cypress Hill
and Willie Nelson.
And Willie Nelson.
he's the wizard. He's the wizard just standing there.
Willie Nelson would smoke all of them under the table.
There was a story about Willie Nelson and Snoop Dogg in Amsterdam. I think they were smoking up together and got fried chicken at like whatever it was, 11 p.m. But
Willie Nelson's like 90, I think.
Yeah. Like, he still smokes.
He's still going strong.
I would totally hang out with Willie Nelson.
Oh god, yeah.
He has to have some great stories.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. He'd have some interesting shit to say. But yeah, like you said with Stephen Carpenter, I mean, all these controversies here that we've outlined, very harmless. As long as he's not telling people to drink the Kool-Aid, I think we're quite alright with him and his music, so can very much ignore that one. Jesse Hughes is next up, of course, from Eagles of Death Metal, and he was on a Queens of the Stone Age release as well. I think Lullabies to Paralyze, and of course, you know, Death by Sexy, for example, I think was their big album. He believes in various conspiracy theories too, and this also ties back a bit to Stephen Carpenter, because obviously he was the musician that was performing that night when Stephen Carpenter saw them and the Paris attacks happened. But his main controversy, I guess, is he believes that the 2015 Paris attacks was an inside job. Coincidence with Stephen Carpenter, maybe? Who knows? But, yeah. JC, what's your thoughts on Eagles of Death Metal?
You know, to be honest with you, I've never really listened to them. I'm pretty sure I've heard their songs here and there, but I don't really have an opinion on that band. Now, Queens of the Stone Age is a different story. I guess he was on one album, but I like that band. I think we're going to talk about Josh Homme later, right?
Yep. Yeah.
But I don't think, and it's similar to like Stephen Carpenter. I don't think, you know, those conspiracy theories, his beliefs are pretty harmless, I would say. I mean, you know, a lot of people believe in various conspiracies. So I don't really have much of an opinion on this because I actually don't know this band very well. So that's,
I guess it wouldn't dissuade you to listen to their music though, would it?
No, it wouldn't, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'd probably like, you know, check it out someday, but yeah, I wouldn't like stop listening, yeah.
I'm sure you probably would have heard of their song, I Want You So Bad. I want you so bad, I want you so good. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure if I played it, I'd be like, yeah, I know the song, but yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Do check them out, though, after this episode. And that goes for you guys, too, if you haven't heard the band Eagles of Death Metal. They're actually pretty cool. Hector, what about you and Jesse Hughes?
First, when I saw their name, I was like, Jesse who? I'm like, but I know the Eagles of Death Metal. I did listen to some of their music when the Paris attacks happened, which were horrible attacks. You know, it was such a bad thing, you know, people losing their lives going to see a show.
Yeah.
But when I heard that you said that it was like an inside job, I'm like, really? French people? Attacks? No. The French are lovers.
Yeah.
They're rude, but they're not going to do like a terrorist attack. They're not going to throw baguettes at people or something like that, you know? So I'm like, no, that, I hardly doubt it. And I actually went to France. I went to Paris the year after that happened.
Oh.
And I'm telling you, there was tight security everywhere in Paris. I went, I think, a year after that attack. And yeah, everywhere you went, there was a lot of like police with guns everywhere, because I think people were still like very much affected by what that happened. I just remember what that happened. I shared something like, you know, people just wanted to see a rock show. So yeah, it's a very unfortunate event. But yeah, what he said, that he said inside, it's a stupid comment, but I don't think it would retract me from listening to their music. And you know what? If he was there. So basically, he lived through that shock, and you know, that's something you never know what happened. You know how that affects the mind, because
it's probably like a coping mechanism.
Yeah, thankfully, I've never been in a situation like that, and hopefully, I never have to be in a situation like that. But yeah, I think it would affect him, and I don't think I would stop listening to him because he just said that, because. Yeah, I don't think he's harming anyone, and I don't think the French government is going to take him seriously anyway.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to stop listening to him. Harmless shit, dumb stuff, but harmless stuff.
Yeah.
That's a bit more when it comes to this next one. Chris CJ McMahon from X Thigh Art is Murder, I have to say that. From, of course, the albums Holy War, Dear Desolation. Main controversies here in regards to it is that he called for parents of trans kids to be burned to death. Pretty harrowing comments. Famous Australian music promoter AJ Matter dropped the band from a lineup in 2014 after comments were made from the band to the crowd, "There are thousands of you and only a handful of guards. Smash them." Now, I mean, AJ Matter is a very famous promoter in the Australian scene. He's tried to have Rancid, you know, come to Australia for years, but, you know, he dropped them, and I think this is a bit of a PR stunt at the end of the day, but that could be another thing altogether. But yeah, you know, they were put back on the show, and the story was embellished, I guess. But Thigh Art is Murder, I mean, they only released an album only about 2 or so months ago. JC, what are your thoughts on Thigh Art is Murder and CJ McMahon?
Yeah, I did a video on this. I've never really been a big fan of Thigh Art is Murder. I mean, they're deathcore, that's not really one of my favorite genres, so I probably wouldn't really be listening to them that much anyway. I might maybe here and there. I think like what he said was, I mean, he could have said it a different way. I kind of get like what he was getting at, because it was something about these parents who want to like change the gender of these kids who don't know any better or something like that. And I think this involved like Matt Walsh or something like that. I think like what he said was probably very harsh. He could have said it differently, but I kind of understand where he's coming from. I mean, it could have said something like all those parents of the trans kids probably maybe should have the kids taken away or something like that. That's would have been a better statement.
Yeah.
And then as far as those other things with him trying to, you know, cause a riot with the people, what is it, like running down the guards or whatever that
is. Oh, yeah, like beat the shit out of him or something like that, yeah.
That is it seems like this guy needs to kind of think before he speaks. Like, that's kind of the impression I get. But he's out of the band anyway, so.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if Thigh Art is Murder, if they listened. Like, I'm not really interested too much in their back catalog. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the new album, I haven't listened to it that much. But, yeah, I have nothing against this band, so. That's what I thought. Yeah.
No, fair enough. Hector?
Thy art is cancelled. That's I did that review. That art. The only thing I said is the way that they fired him, even though what he did was pretty shitty, was kind of like, come on, guys, do it with balls.
Yeah.
Fire him to his face. But like he didn't even know that he wasn't the vocalist on the album. They put it out for 1 week. Then he had like new vocals. And you know, if I hadn't seen it, I would have thought that it was him. It was CJ McMahon. You know why? Because deathcore vocals suck, people.
They do suck.
There's only one deathcore band that I love, and I think it's because they do something different, and it's Fit for an Autopsy.
Okay.
And also, the drummer is Puerto Rican, and that you know, helps. And they change stuff, and they haven't had any controversies. But yeah, CJ McMahon, what he said, I can understand where he's coming from. Because you know that whole thing that like you're assigned gender at birth and stuff. I don't comment a lot of it because I don't understand it that well.
Yeah.
But yeah. Also, what he said, come on, don't burn any human being, man.
Yeah, like, that's not good.
No. And you know he what he did in that concert was he trying to channel Fred Durst from Woodstock 1999. Well, he was like, "Break, give me something to break." Actually, you know, I have nothing wrong with Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit. I just think he was doing his thing. But yeah, CJ McMahon, even when I see, I follow him on Instagram and stuff, he has a douchebag kind of face. Yeah. Plus, he's a bad representation for your country, man.
Oh, bro.
He makes Australians look bad. He probably kills kangaroos and fries them, like, and does like kangaroo burgers and stuff. Well, like he seems like a very like he's a guy that has no filter.
Yeah, true. But just as a side note, like you might not know it, but kangaroos are regarded as a pest here in Australia. We actually encourage people to shoot them, and we actually sell kangaroos.
Like it's like the coyote
thing. It's on the coyote thing, yeah.
With Stain, and people are like, how dare you? You hate Trump. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Oh, yeah. I can't believe you didn't include Aaron Lewis from Stained on this.
Maybe it's for another episode. Who knows?
there you have a controversial man.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, CJ McMahon and Die Artist Murder, I've never actually listened to them that much. I listened to one song here and there. But I always really thought that they're kind of like a one-trick pony, like a very, like every album sounds the same. Yeah. I'm telling you, go listen to Fit for an Autopsy. They do different stuff. You're way better. They're on another league. And I'm not just saying this because their drummer is from Puerto Rico and I actually interviewed him on my channel.
Nice.
Because he has another band here in Puerto Rico. But yeah, but that doesn't mean that I'm never going to listen to Die Artist Murder. If they put out a new album, I'll listen to it a few times and then I'll give my opinion. But it's not a band that I have on rotation.
Yeah.
That much because
yeah.
Not really my thing. Like JC, I'm not a huge deathcore fan.
No. Deathcore's a very weird area for me. I'm not a big fan either. I was looking at doing a review on it and. Yeah, when I was going to do the review, it was just going to be pure jokes at the expense of the singer, kind of like in a Big Brother type of version. Big Brother, yeah. But I guess at the end of the day, I mean, his views are his views, and I can sort, like you both said, I can sort of understand where he's coming from, but the way he expresses it, that's where it's like, okay, you are one fucked up individual. I'm not a big fan of Die Artist Murder. If CJ was still the singer and shit like this was coming to light, you know, I'd probably be like, eh, probably wouldn't really listen to it. The guy sounds like a real full-on loose unit that I don't really want to know about. So it's kind of...
And then you have Ronnie Radke that's another one. Ronnie Radke's like, oh, cancel Die Art is Murder.
Yeah, I mean, actually, Thigh Out for Murder is the band started probably 20 minutes from where I live. They're a very, very, very local band for me, but I've just never got into their style of music. If CJ was still in the band, I probably wouldn't listen to them. That's that's me, I guess. But it sounds like you guys, it doesn't really matter to you. And I think it's a good decision that the band probably got rid of him in the end of the day. And it doesn't matter because the vocals all sound the same because it's deathcore. Who gives a shit?
They could have done it in a better way.
Yeah, they could have fired him in a better way, but at the end of it.
I would call that a bitch move. It sounded like they're afraid of him. They're like,
yeah,
come on, like, fire him to his face. Say, CJ McMahon, you're fired.
It's like messaging messaging a girlfriend to say, I'm breaking up with you.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we're not seeing each other anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I think we should see other people. Tim,
you remember that video that we did? You're no longer in that video.
Yeah. Put a big X to his face. Speaking of seeing other people, we go on to Tim Armstrong from Rancid fame here. His notable album, of course, is And Out Come the Wolves. His major controversy, and I bring this up being an Australian, is that he won't tour Australia because his then-girlfriend, who is an Australian, cheated on him with another individual who is also on this list. Notes, fuck you, Rancid, for never touring Australia. Anyway, guys, JC, what are your thoughts on Rancid?
I'm not the biggest fan of this band. It's just that I've listened to them before. I think they put out an album not too long ago, and I think I reviewed it. But it's not like one of the bands that like I really love. I'm not like really big into punk. I like The Offspring and like Green Day, but that's about it. So, but I think it's kind of like very petty that he's not touring an entire country because his girlfriend cheated. I mean, that's like...
It was like 27 years ago.
That's kind of dumb. I mean, come on. I mean, I think he should just get over it. I mean...
He's never come out and said it. He's never come out and said it, but everyone knows it's true.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's never toured Puerto Rico. Maybe she slept with a Puerto Rican too. Hey, Tim, it wasn't me. I didn't sleep with her, man. Please, pay Puerto Rico. I actually love Rancid.
You love Rancid, damn you.
Yeah, well,
I'd still listen to them, but I just think it's kind of like dumb and petty for.
It is kind of dumb, like punishing a country because she had an affair. I'm like, no, damn you all Australians. Like, what? You imagine him playing a show in Australia and he's seeing everyone and he's just thinking of his ex-wife doing it with every Australian.
Every face in the mosh pit of Australia just turns into his ex-wife in the mosh pit.
Every face goes, Josh Homme. or everyone shows up with a Queens of the Stone Age shirt.
Oh, yeah, that's one way to get your head punched in at that concert. That's a good one. If they ever go to Australia, I am going to rep that shirt. You know,
And you should need to be in the front row, and just as he's playing, and you should write, hey, Tim. I also slept with your wife.
Queens of the Stone Age. I did it for the nookie.
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. No, look, I didn't listen to their recent album. I refused to listen to it until they toured Australia. I did a review on it.
I clicked on your review, and I thought it was fucking hilarious. I actually did review that album with another YouTuber called This Punk Guy, because he's like always talks punk, and we actually, this last Rancid album is one of their best albums in years. So, but I know you have a principle, man. But
yeah,
but yeah, I just think it's petty. And I clicked on your review, and my God, I couldn't stop laughing. For you made my day with that review, because I'm like, this is so. I'm like, I'm just gonna tag. I want to tag Tim and Rancid on this because it is hilarious. And I didn't know that history with Australia, and I felt like, my God, this is like some high school shit right there. Like really, you don't want to. So would I stop listening to Rancid? No, but I just think. That if I met Tim, you imagine if we interviewed Tim Armstrong and we ask him, like, dude, come on,
yeah,
it's been 20 years,
admit it, bro. Just do Australia a favor and admit it.
Or do a tour with Queens of the Stone Age. Come on.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine
they would have
that
to open for them.
My apologies. Yeah. Well, I guess my answer is I have stopped listening to them. The only album I'll ever listen to is And Out Come the Wolves. For you guys, it sounds like you're still going on with them. So the next one, it's no surprise, Joshua Homme, of course, from Queens of the Stone Age and Kaya's fame, Blues for the Red Sun, Kaya's album, Songs for the Deaf, Like Clockwork, Rated R, In Time's New Roman, and his massive custody battle with Brody, the ex-partner of Tim Armstrong that we just discussed, and their three kids, and of course the apparent spousal abuse. We start going into serious territory here. Notes. He is the Ginger Elvis. So, JC, Queens of the Stone Age and the controversies.
I like Queens of the Stone Age. I think they're a great band. I like his other band, Caius. When it comes to custody battles and spousal abuse, it's hard to believe stuff because, you know, when you get into this whole divorce court thing, I mean, people throw lies to kind of get ahead. And if there's no like hardcore evidence of it. And the thing with like spousal abuse, it could be started by the woman, it could be started by the man, but the man is gonna get blamed for it like 90% of the time anyway. Oh, yeah. So that's kind of like the world we live in.
Yeah.
So it's really too easy to lie and say that, you know, he beat his wife or whatever, unless there is video or photos or eyewitness accounts or something. But if it's just something that was said during a custody hearing, I wouldn't believe it. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know much more about this. I haven't read anything else about it, but I wouldn't stop listening to this band because I like them. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Hector, yeah. What about you?
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, yeah, the divorce is a messy thing. I can speak about divorce because I went through a divorce earlier this year, but no problems whatsoever. But yeah, when you think about that, you know, I agree with what JC said. Just think of that Amber Heard versus Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Where she said so many things and it tarnished his career. And that's another topic, but it's I think they're both very cuckoo in the head. But yeah, with Josh Homme, he also was battling cancer after that. Yeah. He battled cancer. And I don't know, Brody from the Distillers, she seems to be kind of controversial herself, in her own right. So I listened to the Distillers, but you know, hey, Tim Armstrong should be happy. Like, that's that's payback for you for taking my woman.
That was a time bomb right there.
There was a time bomb right there. But yeah, I love Queens of the Stone Age. In Time's New Roman, probably one of the top 10 albums of this year.
Yeah.
In my opinion, like one of the best rock albums. They never put out a bad album, in my opinion. I've seen Queens of the Stone Age live. Mm. And Josh Homme, you know, he's got this crooning voice and this presence. Nothing like super bad has come out. So I'll still listen to them.
Yeah.
And I've also seen, he talked a lot about it. He did a Zane Lowe interview, which was pretty interesting, where they were talking about the new album. But yeah, I'm still going to listen to Queens of the Stone Age. And I agree, you know, sometimes, you know, there's a lot of things that are said, and sometimes men are just blamed for something, if there's no like hard evidence of things like that. And here, at least here in Puerto Rico, there, if you go to the police station, there's men that go on saying that the woman hits them, they'll laugh in your face. No, it's happened. Fuck. There's been cases of people, and then they prove like the woman hit the person, and he didn't, and that's spousal abuse as well.
Yeah.
But because if it's a woman hitting a man, they would say like, oh, what's wrong? Like they would, no, like, what kind of a man are you?
Yeah.
So it's like a double standard.
Yeah.
All spousal abuse is bad. Men or women, it is something that shouldn't happen. But yeah, on that note, yeah, with Queens of the Stone Age, yeah, I'm still listening to them, and I think they're a great band. If you haven't seen them live, you need to see them live. They're pretty awesome.
They're a great band, yeah. I suppose, like you just mentioned as well, of course, the Amber Heard and the Johnny Depp scenario. Until things are proven otherwise, you know, even... I don't want to say words that I might regret later, but, you know, I don't think I could stop listening to Quasar because they're such an awesome band at the end of the day. So, yeah, for me, I'd always be listening to them. I mean, Songs of the Deaf is probably my top three albums of all time.
That's a great album.
That is amazing. Because
Dave Grohl is the drummer on that record.
Yeah, and Mark Lanegan performs vocals. I mean, Jesus, what a trio of musicians right there, you know. Oof, great album. But the next one we got up here as well, we got Till Lindemann. Very recent allegations here regarding Rammstein, of course, fame. Mutter, Reiser, Rammstein in general. Allegations of a word I can't really say without being demonetized, but I'm sure if you can Google search him, you'll understand. Notes in regards to Till Lindemann. Du hast mich. So the allegations were investigated. This is the interesting one. They were investigated by the police. However, they were dropped due to lack of evidence. So like JC, you were saying, without evidence, you know, word spreads, goes on, and then the men, unfortunately, can't get the wrath of it, I suppose. Would you stop listening to Rammstein, though, in regards to if this was true? That's a hard question. JC?
I wouldn't stop. I mean, Till Lindemann, it's kind of hard to judge this guy because if you look at his lyrics, you've seen his live show, the things he does during these live shows. I don't know if it's an act or this guy is just...
odd.
Really kind of like demented. And the thing with these allegations of the R word, there are people out there who might make a false allegation and try to get some money out of it. So I've heard, you know, that happened with different artists. I think Axl Rose was actually accused. I saw a video
recently. I saw that.
But it was like from like 30 years ago, and I'm thinking like if somebody like just says something happened like 30 years ago but like never reported it, I'm kind of thinking that I mean it's like you know maybe they're just trying to get some money out of it, so maybe like Till Lindemann will pay this person some money and then just to shut her up. So
yeah,
that's kind of what I think of it, but you don't know because you read his lyrics. I also picked up a Rammstein album. I mean, look at this album cover. I mean,
the German metal band boy.
this is like another one of like the gayest album covers I've ever
touched by Crimson.
They look like In Sync on steroids.
Yeah,
but you know,
I mean, you've seen the live show. I mean, he ends the show with you know riding around on this like big giant cannon that like shoots foam into the crowd. I'm not gonna explain.
It's a huge phallic symbol. I saw that concert. And I wasn't, but the good thing is I wasn't in the spray zone. He didn't spray me. But I did saw Rammstein in 2012 with my best friend, and it's the best concert that I've seen in my life. And I've seen Metallica, I've seen AC/DC, they were all good, but I'm telling you, Rammstein blew me away. And Till Lindemann, also something that you don't know, he was an Olympic, not swimmer, but like a diver for German. Yeah, right. He's super old. He's like 60 something.
Yeah, whenever I Google him, I'm like, how old is he? What? Yeah,
he's super old, but he's German. So and you know, he's like all buff. I had a girlfriend that loved Rammstein, and she liked Rammstein for intimate stuff. So yeah,
that's an interesting like, collection of songs to get down to, isn't it? You know, Barry White. Nup, scrap that. I want to listen to Du Hast.
I'm telling you, she had issues, man.
Everyone
was like thinking, like, oh my God, this chill dude has met the strangest people in the world. But yeah, the charges were dropped. So when I heard them, that I'm like, I wonder if it's true. I'm not. I still listen to Rammstein. I have their first album on vinyl, and I think they're an awesome band. But yeah. Their lyrics, you know, like if you take their lyrics, yeah, they even had a video for that was a porno.
Yeah,
it was like a porno,
yeah.
Well, that's German. Yeah, those Germans make their funny things.
They've always been controversial. You know that one time I met this guy from Germany, and we're like, oh, we like Rammstein, and they're like, they're dirty. They're like, they're a filthy band. They're like, oh, like, why do you like them? And I'm like, I don't know, because I don't understand German. But I read the lyrics, and yeah, they have some really messed up stuff, but yeah. I think they're awesome. And I've seen them live, and I'm telling you, if you've never seen Rammstein live, you need to see Rammstein live, even if you don't like the music. I'm telling you, it's they put on an awesome show. It's like theatrical. There's fire.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's the best show, the best concert I've seen in my life.
I'm so jealous that you have seen Rammstein. My cousin actually worked as a roadie every time Rammstein came to Australia. Actually, I think Rammstein hasn't toured Australia in like 15 years for some stupid reason.
Maybe someone slept with his wife.
Yeah, Josh Homme, damn you!
Damn you, Australians! You guys are sleeping with people's wives.
What can I say? The Aussies do it better. We do it. Yeah, it's like the French kiss. We call it the Aussie kiss. It's just down under.
You go down under.
No, I couldn't stop listening to Rammstein. I mean, come on, bro. This is like one of the top tier teal metal bands of a non-English speaking background. You know, it's Rammstein, people. How can you go past Rammstein? Yeah, I mean, look, it's these allegations. Yeah, I don't want to comment on them too much. They're very heavy accusations. But no, I couldn't stop listening to Rammstein at the end of the day. So no, I think we're all in the same boat on that one there. So now we're going to get into some very heavy subjects here with words that I cannot repeat. We're going to begin off with Marilyn Manson. Of course, Marilyn Manson, very controversial artist unto himself. Major contributions include Antichrist Superstar, Mechanical Animals, Hollywood. One of the most controversial figures of 90s rock at the end of the day, you know, when it came to stuff like the Columbine incident, let's say, he was tied into that whole scene because, oh, we listened to his music, fuck off, that always happens, but you can always...
Yeah, that's lame.
Yeah, that's bullshit in general. Yeah, that and video games get out of here. He was arrested in Rome after a concert where he apparently tore off his genitals. I am reading that right.
That's just stupid.
It's Rome. There are the biggest ones, of course, is multiple allegations of spousal abuse, which has hit the news in the last a couple of years ago now, which has kind of forced him underground. So the notes for him, obviously a longtime target by the media and mostly unfounded bullshit, but he is an art rocker who used his coverage to his advantage, becoming notorious and infamous, particularly in the 90s and noughties. The allegations are ongoing and might have some truth, but the case is looking murky still with more evidence required. It's been this long court case. Guys, Marilyn Manson, Hector, kick us off here. What are your thoughts on him?
So, you know, I actually read he put out a book called The Long Road Out of Hell. He put it at the end of the 90s. And you know what? That book didn't help. He says a lot of like, weird shit that he did with groupies on that book. Plus also he's got the ties with Satanism. because he's a full member of the Satanic Church. I don't know. I know people in Puerto Rico who claim to be Satanist, and they don't scare me. Actually, they make me kind of laugh when I see them because they dress like in robes and they're like, oh, the notion of believing if a god is stupid. I'm like, dude, you believe in a little horny guy with horns? It's stupid too. I'm like it's make believe too. But yeah, Marilyn Manson. Also, there was the rumors that he took
the ribs.
A rib out so he could self pleasure himself, which I think is like a rumor.
Oh yeah.
When he came out, he came out in the 90s. To me, that guy weird. I'm like, yes. I was in a Catholic school, so I'm like, yes, this is rebellion. So
yeah.
Back in the day, I loved it, and I still think Antichrist Superstar is an amazing album. That Antichrist Superstar, Mechanical Animals, and Hollywood, those three albums cannot be touched. They're amazing. After that, he's got like some good things, some bad things, but I think the controversies have taken over the music. But the thing with Marilyn Manson is that he's an artist that he lived out of controversy. You know, when that Columbine thing happened, he got blamed, and I even think I think they like more Rammstein music and stuff like that, but saying, you know, the media needed an scapegoat, and the scapegoat at that moment was Marilyn Manson. Oh, this guy is evil. It has to be his fault, or the video games. Not the fact that the gun laws in the United States of America are ridiculous.
Yeah.
And mental health.
Mm.
But no, blame the guy who puts paint and dances with like a fawn. No, he's the one to blame. So for me, that was the BS. But when the allegations started, at first I thought, there's been so many women, and you got the most famous one is Evan Rachel Wood. She stars in, she's an actress, and she was in a video with him for the heart-shaped glasses. And okay. Some of the allegations are just like that she was held or will and perform some acts that we cannot say here, but you know, very screwed up things. And I've always, as a human being, I always thought he's shitty. And the thing is that before I thought that it was like Marilyn Manson was like a character, and he probably was like a nerd. But now I'm not so sure if it's a character or if he uses Marilyn Manson to really do the things that he always wanted to do.
It's like a Jekyll and
Hyde. So it's kind of hard to separate the artist from Brian Warner, which is his real name. You remember he started as a reporter. Marilyn Manson and the Spooky Kids started in Miami, Florida. I'm like, that's the weirdest place to form like a goth band. I'm like there's Hector giving some history. He's obviously talked to Jay-Z. Because I actually read his book, so I got a lot of like background on his. And you know, I just think the persona took over, and sometimes I think he's Marilyn Manson 24/7. At first I thought maybe some of the and I didn't think maybe these allegations are true because I read his book. And I'm telling you, the book can be used as evidence because he says some things in that book that I don't think were consensual. So, the guy's just a... I used to listen to his music more, but I don't listen to it as much nowadays. And I actually bought his last album. But remember when his last album came out, I think like in 2019, which was a different album, he got... The label dropped him it's when the allegation. So
that's when it came out.
The label,
yeah,
he hasn't recovered from that.
No, he's been underground. But I love that album. What was it called? Black and
I'll get the name because I can't remember, but I actually have it on vinyl. And I remember I'm like, I gotta keep this because maybe I thought this could be his last album.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it was a very good album, I thought, anyway, you know.
Yeah, it was good because he did it with a country music star and it was different. And the album, I think it was his best album in years. And oh my God, I forgot the name of it. We Are Chaos.
Yes.
And it came out in 2020. So it's been 3 years now. But yeah, it's kind of like I never thought he was a good person to begin with because I read his book. So,
that's fair.
But yeah. I'm thinking out of the artists that we most talk now, I think there's a good reason for people not to listen to him because it's kind of hard to separate the music from the artist because it's like the same thing. You know, he if you listen to Marilyn Manson lyrics, like in the album Mechanical Animals, there's the song that he says, "I'm not in love, but I'm going to F you till something better comes along." Come on, you know. He's not known for being like a nice guy.
He's not a romantic, is he? Heart-shaped glasses? No.
And but hey, who could forget him walking to the VMAs with Rose McGowan butt naked? Yeah, because the dress, it wasn't a dress. She was butt naked walking. I remember watching that and I'm like and the first thing I Marilyn Manson because you know there's some rock stars who are like, I can see what he got, but Marilyn Manson, if he wasn't a rock star, he wouldn't get these women because he's one like let me quote Predator, "You're one ugly motherfucker."
Yeah, I just need to put that Predator line right there now.
Yeah, and he's got it beat up on. He's gotten some women that I'm like, how? Like, did he get like gorgeous women? But they all have like that same look. They're like super pale, almost with exact. Yeah, they're all. If you look at all of them, they have something in common in the paleness. And also, when he started dating Evan Rachel Wood, she was a minor. She was like very. Like she was barely a minor, and they had a video called "The One Don't Break My Heart and I Won't Break Your Heart Shaped Glasses," which was a weird. And the video apparently she said in that I think she was drugged in that video and she doesn't remember half of that video. So, and apparently in that video he did have actual like. And you know there's shock rockers, then you have a guy like Rob Zombie who's harmless, he's just shock value, but Marilyn Manson, he's shocking in real life with all the depraved things that he's done. So in this case, if people cancel him, I would agree with him being canceled.
Interesting JC, what are your thoughts?
Well, kind of the same way. To be honest with you, I never really liked him that much, even like back in the 90s. I liked a few songs. Like I liked his cover of like Sweet Dreams that was in one of those like horror movies, The Dope Show. But I never bought any of his albums because he just never appealed to me. I always thought he was kind of like a ripoff of like Alice Cooper. Like he was just kind of like doing the same thing, but like taking it up another notch. But I think actually believe a lot of the allegations of like the spousal abuse. I think in this case there is evidence, and I think he's just very kind of demented. And yeah, like Hector was saying, I mean, he might just be some kind of like sociopath who uses the Marilyn Manson character to like do all these things. So I probably I don't think like. I wouldn't care if he was canceled. I don't really like the albums, the old albums enough, so I can take them or leave them. So I think in this case, I would actually stop listening to him because he just never really appealed to me in the first place. So
yeah, okay. Yeah. No, that seems fair. I mean, at the end of it, it's like the duality of the personality, maybe back in the 90s anyway. You know, he struggled, I guess, with Marilyn Manson to, what was his original name again? Brian, is it?
Brian Warner.
Brian, yeah, Brian, okay. Yeah, maybe he, you know, created this persona to come out of his shell. I know a lot of musicians do these things, especially singers. You know, and obviously he's got very iconic music for the 90s. In particular, for me, I absolutely loved, you know, Antichrist Superstar, Mechanical Animals, and Hollywood in particular. Sorry, Mechanical Animals in particular, but Hollywood as well. There's an interesting story, actually, with Marilyn Manson first meeting Till Lindemann, and I think it was on Big Day Out. I might be wrong. But anyway, the first time they met was Marilyn Manson was, like, at, you know, his height. He was absolutely huge. It's 99. Everyone knew his name. And Rammstein's kind of getting there, maybe 97. And he goes, oh, I'm sitting there in my dressing room, and my door gets kicked in by Till Lindemann, who's on fire. He just walks into his dressing room on fire. And he's like, yeah, that's the first time I met Till Lindemann from Rammstein. And you could totally believe that. So it's an
he kicked Marilyn Manson's dog.
No. He kicked his door. His door to his dressing room.
Oh, okay.
He kicked his door in, and he was just on fire. And he's like, "Hi." He's like, "What the fuck?" You know, like, how can you upstage Marilyn Manson at this stage? I know. I will set fire to myself the first time I meet Marilyn Manson. But in regards to Marilyn Manson, I didn't want to look too much into the allegations, these heavy ones in particular, because obviously he thrives on controversy, has done so for two decades, and I guess it became he became a monster because of this, you know, the way he reflected on all of what was going on.
There's a Puerto Rican saying about this.
Mm.
It's cría fama y acuéstate a dormir.
Okay.
Which means create fame, create like a persona, and then go to bed.
Okay,
which,
yeah.
Which means, you know, he's like, he brought it on. You created the fame, now you people are going to think you're this way.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like a saying here in Puerto Rico.
Okay, okay. It's actually pretty good. That's a good saying for him in regards to this. I guess it does look like they're going to be a lot of truth to these allegations, and the fact there are multiple allegations makes me sad. I guess at the end of the day, I probably won't stop listening to his music, but I definitely wouldn't advertise it. I'd be like a silent fan, I guess, if you will. You know, because Mechanical Animals is a really good album. I thought We Are Chaos was a really good album as well. You know, and all this Antichrist Superstar. I don't think I can put those records down, but if the allegations did come out as true, I don't think I could, you know, publicly state, hey, I'm listening to Marilyn Manson, you know. It'd be very disappointing to find that out, because, yeah, you know,
actually, they can use that book that he wrote himself as evidence.
Yeah, and it seems like a shame, because I remember in Bowling for Columbine, they interviewed Marilyn Manson, and
he said some things that make sense, that he
seemed, like, very intelligent.
They asked him, like, what? Yeah, I don't think he's stupid. No. I just think that they asked him, like, what have you said to this kid? And he said, I wouldn't have said anything. I would just listen to what them. They said.
Yeah.
I remember him in that movie. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of disappointing, I guess, if it comes out to be true. And yeah.
I think the damage is already done.
Yeah.
His career is not the same. Plus, if I saw his last performances, he's looking bloated. All those years of drug abuse, he's looking. Have you seen that picture of Nicolas Cage and him, where they're they look alike?
God, I've got to see that image. Hopefully, I can throw it up here if I'm remembering to edit this video. Oh, jeez. This next one, here we go into heavy territory, people. We're going with, wish me hope here. Michael Jackson, everyone. Of course, everyone knows the king of pop. Come on, Thriller, Bad. Of course, the big albums. Allegations of abuse and allegations of stuff. Let's just say cheese pizza is the most common word that you'll probably find on the internet regarding what I just mentioned. Notes, probably the biggest musician of the last 60 years, of course the King of Pop, absolutely owned and dominated the 80s. His actions are extremely eclectic, to say the least. The allegations by his perpetrators are many and include the likes of Corey McCulkin. There is probably a lot of truth to it, but his team of lawyers made sure this never got out. And apparently... They have paid $200 million in hush money to 20 victims. 20, 2-0, that is. Whew, we are going into this territory. JC, kick us off with Michael Jackson.
Okay, I guess, you know, I grew up at a time when, you know, he was all over the place. So everyone has heard every song on Thriller, whether you wanted to or not. I had the Bad album back then. This one is kind of hard. I mean, right now, he's not the type of artist that I would, you know, it's not the kind of music I listen to anymore anyway.
Mm.
But this one is kind of hard because you have some people saying that, no, he was innocent. You said that actor, is it Corey McCulkin or is it
Macaulay Culkin?
Oh, sorry.
The way you read it. But it's Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
I think, like, he claims that, like, Michael Jackson was harmless, but there was this documentary on HBO, which is kind of convincing. I forgot the name of it. Where they have these kids who are now grown giving interviews of all the things that happened, and it is pretty graphic. So it's difficult to watch.
Hmm.
With him, I think, obviously, he's not alive anymore, so we're not getting anything else from him.
Hmm.
But I probably wouldn't listen to him because, I don't know, like, it's hard to say because that if you watch that documentary, it is kind of convincing that he did some of these things. So I would probably stop listening to him.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like there's a fair bit of truth to it, especially considering the $200 million in hush money. I mean, that's like, that's a bit of a smoking barrel at the end of the day.
Something you haven't mentioned also from Michael Jackson, controversial.
Mm.
He was born a black man.
True.
And died a white woman.
he was waving the trans banner.
No. You remember when he said no, that like puberty and he changed color. Dude, you're whiter than like
he's whiter than Marilyn Manson.
He said that he had, you know, that there's like a don't remember the name, that you know, that you discoloration, but it's not like he discolored, like, come on, like everything, and his nose went different, like how could that guy say on TV and say like, no, it was puberty, man, because he had that annoying voice. But to me, you know, when I think of Michael Jackson, he had I think he was a sad human being.
Mm.
Like, I think his childhood was robbed from him because they had him perform as a child. And, but you know, it's weird for a grown ass man to have slumber parties with kids. Yeah. Even if nothing happened, it's just weird, man.
It's very
weird. And you know what? And the parents are just to blame as the kids, because I'm a parent. I would not leave my kids in a house with a grown man if he doesn't have kids like that. I'm like, that's just not being a responsible parent.
Mm.
I have Thriller on vinyl, and I have Thriller, like one of the original copies, because it was my mom's.
Mm.
So I have that on vinyl. I have it because, you know, it's Thriller. It's a great album. But yeah, Michael Jackson was just such a weird man, like super weird. But like, I kind of feel like sorry for him, because he was kind of like this, like very sad human being, pathetic, and you know. But yeah, that much hush money, come on, something has had to happen. Obviously, he died, and when he died, remember, the doctor was giving him like anesthesia to fall asleep.
Yeah, yeah.
If you need anesthesia to fall asleep, there's your conscience is not clear, my friend. I'm like just take an Advil and something, an Ambien or something like that. But yeah, it's weird. I don't listen to Michael Jackson now, but there's no denying that the impact that Michael Jackson had on pop music, it's great. No artist in pop has come close to what he did.
Not even Taylor Swift?
Well, but she's a woman. Yeah.
So was Michael Jackson. Oh, no.
She's a person. We don't know. I don't know what gender she identifies as. But yeah, Taylor Swift, she's doing. Yeah, no,
she's doing something, but she's not. Obviously, no one's gonna meet Michael Jackson's level of fame and popularity.
No, and the way that he did it back then, there was no TikTok.
Mm.
There was, you know,
it was MTV that carried this guy through this odd character, just like
Like, and if the controversies hadn't happened, his career would have been longer. But yeah, the controversies, I remember when he appeared on MTV saying that they photographed him. And you know, it's just very weird. But I don't listen to it's not the type of music that I listen to anymore. He's dead now.
Yeah.
But I don't think that... I would say, you know, you can't take away what he did musically, but also you can't throw under the rug that he was one of the strangest human beings alive ever.
Mm-hmm.
So those are my thoughts on Michael Jackson.
That's very true. You know, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, I'm not a big pop music fan, but when it comes to Michael Jackson, you can't deny the impact of the music that he left us. I mean, this is a guy who wrote the soundtrack to one of the first video games that I distinctly remember, which was Sonic the Hedgehog 3. He wrote the entire soundtrack to it. That only came out after his death. Sega said, "We were thrilled to work with Michael Jackson." And I think it was Stranger in Moscow is his song. That was the main one that was used in one of the songs from one of the levels of that game. You know, but then on the other side, you've also got that episode from The Simpsons that he did, and he gave The Simpsons as well, you know, "Lisa, It's Your Birthday," and that was a hit, or there was another song he wrote for them that was a big hit for The Simpsons as well. But then The Simpsons pulled this episode out of circulation because they thought it was used for, well, part of the, his things, you know.
He also had, like, one of the Super Bowl's best halftime shows ever. Like, will you? Yeah. I know you're not American.
Not American. Like super what?
Yeah, but the Super Bowl. Yeah, you know where they play football, but they don't use their feet. They use
the only hands. One I remembered was Janet Jackson.
That was the Nipplegate.
Yeah, Nipplegate. That's right.
Yeah.
There's a controversy, everyone. Yeah. Different Jackson.
Different Jackson, but same controversy as well. But and he also. Back when he was famous in Epcot Center, he had a ride called Captain EO, and they put, well, obviously when the controversy, they took that off. He had like a movie, and he was in the movie.
Okay.
Plus, I'm sorry. To this day, I think Thriller is the best music video of all time, and people say, "Oh, but now they have special effects." I'm sorry, the choreographing of that video and the song.
Isn't that like a 25-minute video as well?
It scared me as a young kid. When I saw that video, I was terrified. Mm. And when they go like, dun, dun, tuk, 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 you know, and Vincent Price, over the song.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, Vincent Price, yeah.
It's to me, till this day, this is the best. That's the best music video of all time.
Mm.
And I'm sorry. I haven't seen any music video top that.
Yeah, very true points. I guess at the end of it, I couldn't erase his music, and it'd be impossible to as well. But I don't go around listening to a lot of it either. It's not really my field. And, I guess I bring up Michael Jackson because of the last person on our list here. probably one of the most controversial rock icons in the last couple of decades. Ian Watkins from Lost Prophets, everyone. And the whole reason for this episode, because of what I was talking with another person, another friend of mine, and, you know, we've got the albums from Lost Prophets, The Fake Sound of Progress and Start Something. And I'm not going to repeat what he did. It has been proven. Let's just say
he's in jail.
He's in jail for 27 years for what he did. You can Google him. It involves cheese pizza. But basically, the reason is... Sorry, like I said, the reason for this episode and center of the conversation for this episode, I should say. He had some great tunes at the end of the day. Lost Prophets had some great songs. I don't think there's two...
They were okay.
There we go. We got shot down within the first second. But at the end of it, he was convicted of his allegations. He is serving 29 years. Sorry, I stand corrected. Get this right. In Australia and New Zealand, his music was removed from all streaming sites. I don't know if it's available in your countries, but it is not available here at all. We've got one song that you can listen to because it was on like a soundtrack or something, so they have the rights. So I can't listen to Lost... Yeah, I can't listen to Lost Prophets here in Australia unless I go to YouTube. Now, this is the real kick in the teeth, I guess, is you've got a band that is very famous and the other band, like, because, you know, they went platinum. They had platinum records. And the other band members went as far as to destroy their platinum records for their accomplishments, citing, "What can you do to celebrate this band when such events happened? It's like a trophy that you can never show anyone because it raises too many questions." You feel real sorry for the others that were affected by the, you know, the actions of Ian Watkins. And
do another band.
Yeah, you could do another band, but at the end of it, it's like you've accomplished so much at the end of it here. And lastly, he was also shanked in prison in 2023 for probably being a rock spider. Ian Watkins, let's discuss. JC.
Well, I've never listened to this band. I don't even know what they sound like. I mean, maybe I've heard them in the past, but from what I know, what you've said, I think it's like too much. I don't think I'd listen to them.
It's not like like Nickelback.
It's like Nickelback in punk form.
Yeah.
So maybe I've probably heard it.
There was one song that was like a hit, I remember.
What was it called? Not Rooftops, was it? No, that was Lost Pro... No, that was it, wasn't it? Rooftops? I can't remember now.
Yeah.
But...
I don't know.
I think, you know, Hector said it right. It's like Nickelback, but a punk version of it. But, so you haven't heard them at all then, JC?
No, I haven't heard them at all, so I probably, like...
Last Train Home. Happened,
Last Train.
That was
I probably wouldn't be interested in... You know, like going through that back catalog, if anything. I think if, like, there are other members of the band, maybe, I don't know, if they've done other stuff, they should make another band and call it something else and just start fresh, everything in the past.
Check this out.
I don't know.
I did a short about Ian Watkins when he got stabbed in prison. He's got like 2,000 views, and I remember people saying like, "Oh, stab him again!" I'm like, "Oh my God, people, you're violent." people really violent, but you know what? What he did is despicable, and he's like an excrement of a human being. I think he should rot in jail for what he did.
Yes, definitely. I mean, he is an absolute 100% rock spider. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that term.
No.
I think it's an Australian slang word at the end of it, but basically it means what he was convicted of. Basically, if you're in prison and you are called a rock spider, it is the death sentence, you know? It's worse than being, rat. So
here in Puerto Rico, in jail also, someone that does what he does in Puerto Rico also not a good thing.
I struggle to figure out which jail would have good things for those type of people.
I don't think anyone in the world, even if when criminals find you despicable, you know you're
absolutely effed in the
different level.
I mean,
maybe he should be in a jail cell with R. Kelly.
That's another one that we didn't say. He got, didn't he get jailed for like 50 years or something?
He's jailed. He used to pee on women.
Yeah.
He also obviously underage girls, and he also married that pop star Aaliyah, who she died in a tragic plane crash. But he married her when she was underage as well.
Yeah. That's another one I guess we could save for another
episode. Honorable mention, R. Kelly.
Honorable mention for R. Kelly. Yeah.
And if everyone has seen that See Dave Chappelle ignition. Show,
yeah.
I'm going to pee on you. Drip, drip, drip.
Then we're going to get that dude, dude. Let me get that. Yeah, pee, pee.
Yes. Disgusting. But yeah, Ian Hector. Watkins.
Yeah.
Terrible, terrible human being. And I never actually was a huge fan of the band, but when that came out, I'm like, no, I'm done with this. And you know, I couldn't find them on streaming services. Good for them.
Yeah,
they don't deserve to be there.
I do agree. I guess, like, even though I didn't mind one or two of their tracks, I was never deep into their music. They had some cool tunes, but for what they did, definitely get rid of their music. Definitely take it down. And you know, I really do feel for the other members of the band, because you are talking about a platinum record, you know, at the end of the day. And to have a platinum record is, like, not many people have that. But to have a platinum record in a band and being related to this piece of shit, I can fully understand why the members destroyed their copies. It's such a heartbreaking move. But, yeah, it's it's unfortunate. It's very unfortunate to be in such a situation. You know, you've fucked up so many lives of so many people. Because, yeah.
But I was never a fan of the band, but there's other bands that have had controversies, especially one in metalcore that I used to love, but they dying.
Yeah. See, I was thinking about them as well. I was listening. Okay, I just want to do a quick offshoot. I only just discovered them last week, and fuck, they are good. But I think that's another episode, that one. I read about the history of it, and I'm like, oh my god, that's the guy. I know this guy. Yeah, but yeah, I was listening to the albums and going, shit, this is fucking awesome music. That first album in particular.
Yeah. No, the As I Lay Dying had some amazing albums, but man, you can't hire someone to kill your wife.
No.
Man, there's something called divorce, man.
Do what Josh Homme did. It's less controversial.
Yes. Everyone stays happy.
Well, I think that would wrap it up for this episode. I think we've covered a lot of musicians here. We have plenty others that we could discuss. People, comment below and write down some artists that you would like us to discuss. You know, and also I want to give a shout out again to JC from JC Rock and Metal Reviews, and Hector from Chill Dude on the Couch. Go and check out their channels. They do a lot of great music related content. Hector does interviews with bands, plenty of reviews, and all kinds of fantastic stuff. Just hit a K as well on the subscribers. Congratulations, Hector. And
thank you, man.
JC Rock and Metal Reviews, the walking encyclopedia when it comes to musical opinions, and plenty of knowledge on this guy. Look at him. I mean, the guy is just full of knowledge. JC, congratulations. You're close to 3K, I think, at the moment, last I checked.
Well, I hit 2K not long ago.
Yeah.
And I'm up to like 2112. I took a screenshot.
2112. Yeah.
That's a Rush album. So I took a screenshot. I'm going to post that later on. Yeah.
Very good.
Awesome.
So make sure to go check out their channels, people. And if you've liked this episode, make sure to chuck a like on it. You know, comment below and tell us what pieces of shit some of these guys are that we discussed, or argue with us, because it's fun to talk about music in this way. And I know a lot of people, when I told them about doing this episode, they were pretty interested into seeing how it would go. So thank you very much for tuning in to this episode of Live Listener Raised in regards to the controversial artists. As always, people, you have a great day and stay spicy. If you've enjoyed this content, make sure to smash that like button, subscribe to us, and stay notified for future music-related content, because it keeps our manager happy at the end of the day. We are also on Discord, Instagram, Facebook, and all those other social platforms if you want to check us out. As always, people, you have a great day, and stay spicy.
It's Britney, bitch.